Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Drinks with Mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, and why is it so special?
Oh, every day is special with you.
Of course.
My name's Paul, and this is my mom, Gina.
Gina.
Oh, hi.
Hi. And why are you saying hi when it's my name?
Hi. We're all Gina at heart.
Oh, are we?
So what do we do here, Mom, for the folks that are just tuning in?
We have a drink and we talk to each other and we talk about things that have happened or may happen. Or
tell the future.
That's true.
Yep.
That's
stock true. Tips, investing.
Yes, that's
none
right.
Of that.
None of that. None of that. I don't read your palm.
You don't. That's
no.
Good. No touching.
Yes.
And you are in lovely Hamilton, Ontario
that's
today,
right.
Visiting us and staying the night.
Made the big trek.
Made the big trek all
yep.
By yourself.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is a very special episode because it's probably the last one for at least a while.
I think so.
We don't know if and when we'll be back.
Well, we don't really like looking at each other anymore. So
it's you know, it gets a little difficult.
No. No, it's just we've all got things going on.
It's just a busy time. I think what we're realizing is we enjoy this, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we enjoy a lot of other things as well.
Yes.
And sometimes it's nice to be able to visit and do other things. And we're going to be busy. I think we're going to be, you guys are doing your own thing for a little
right.
bit. Then we're gone for a lot of the summer. And,
yeah.
you know, it's going to be a little bit tricky. We'll see each other, but it might be tricky to find the time to do recording and planning and things like that that we like to do for our lovely, dedicated three listeners.
Yes, so, because our listeners are busy too. It's obvious because
busy.
They're not listening.
I haven't checked the stats lately,
no.
but I do think we have some listeners and I do appreciate every one of them. Just to say that, you know, yeah, we've had a great 4+ years,
it
67
is, yes.
episodes
holy doodle.
Over the last 4 or so years. And not to say that we're not going to see each other, but you know, we might switch it up. You talked about going to garden shows or
yes.
Plant expos. And,
yeah, I thought it would be
know,
fun if you could chase me around,
take
you know,
to a
the
Godzilla
mall
movie
or something. Oh, no, not Godzilla. No. You know, the Barbie movie. We were supposed to go see the Barbie movie
we're
together.
Supposed to go to Legoland as well. We
yes,
need to borrow
yeah,
a child.
Yeah, we need a child. That's right. And I'm too old to make
if anyone
one.
Wants to lend us a child,
yeah.
Then we'll take them to Legoland so that I can go.
Yes, and we're not creepers. We'll say that.
We're not creepers. I'm not a creeper. I will definitely say that.
Yeah,
but,
and I birthed
jury's
you.
Out. Yeah.
Oh, the jury's out. Would you like to finish that?
Nothing.
You're very brave right now because I can't really hit you because I'll knock your drink over.
That's right. What? Speaking of, let's get to the point. What are we having today? Do you remember?
A Manhattan.
Well, I thought it would be, fitting because the very first episode we ever did over 4 years ago, maybe five,
mm-hmm.
was a Manhattan because that was a drink that you hadn't had yet because at the do you remember why we started this? The other reason just other than just hanging out, why did we start doing these?
Well, we always enjoyed having a drink together and we would sit and talk and it was always quite a nice time we had.
And but at the beginning of all this, you confessed you hadn't had a lot of cocktails
no.
and you were mostly a red wine drinker.
Yes, and I did enjoy, you would make me a special drink and mm-hmm. I always enjoyed that. So that's
we
where
went
this,
out to a restaurant mm-hmm. in Toronto, Danforth, where we
right.
used to live, and you had, I think it was an old fashioned with mm-hmm. me or a Manhattan maybe, and that was the first one of those you had, and we
yeah.
thought this could be a fun idea to introduce different cocktails that neither of us or one of us hadn't tried and see where we end up and how we like them. So we've done a lot of them. We still
oh,
haven't
yeah.
done all of them. I don't think we ever did a margarita or,
no.
you know, we were talking about Mai Tais.
I've never done a
Mai
Tai.
But I thought let's circle back. If this is the last one for the foreseeable future, let's bookend it with another Manhattan. And in today's case, we've got some different ingredients than we've done before. In the past, I think we had done whiskey.
Yes.
Or even bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
But today we're doing Canadian rye. So this is Rifle Rye from Alberta.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Yeah, it's, like I said, Canadian rye from Alberta. And Laura picked it up because she liked the look of it. And then
mm-hmm.
we were told it's half decent. So it's not that expensive, maybe a bit more than some, but cheaper than others.
Your mother's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Jury's out on that too.
Oh, jeepers.
Named after George H. Rifle. And yeah, it's a Alberta rye and it seems to get good reviews. And we tried it the other night and it tastes good. So let's have a sip of our Manhattan. Actually, and the other,
thank goodness.
It's the Cocky.
Cocky.
Cocky. Vermouth, your coaster's attached
cheers.
Again.
Cheers. Oh my goodness. You guys are setting me up to fall here.
Cheers. Oh, well, we've been talking. The ice has been a little bit melty, and it's gotten nice, smooth.
I actually think it's a good idea because it'll strip you naked. No time. My socks are already rolling off.
This one's a stripper. I think I did about 1.5 ounces of rye and 3/4 ounce of the koki, sweet vermouth, which I have now, since we did that episode on vermouth and we tried a couple of them, we've now been buying exclusively the koki. Because it's lovely. It's a bit more expensive, like $33 or whatever. But I find I drink it on its own, just a little taster of it on its own. And it's lower alcohol than, say, a rye, but it's very flavorful and nice. And in a Manhattan, we did a test Manhattan when we did that vermouth episode. And I remember really liking the difference between the regular martini stuff and the koki. So, and then we have the special kind of maraschino cherries. They're the top shelf maraschino cherries that we've been able to find here. A little more expensive, but not like those bright red, neon red kind of balloon cherries that you get at the grocery store. That are all sugar.
Let it be said that Laura spared no expense on her mother-in-law.
That's true.
Everywhere we go, Paul forgets his wallet, but not my darling daughter-in-law.
I might have forgotten my wallet when we went out for coffee earlier.
And the time before. Counting, mind you? Who's counting?
What's a wallet these days? You know, it's all digital now. Isn't it? You just wink at them?
Well, maybe you do, but in my day, you just watch what you were winking at.
I don't get free stuff when I wink at anybody. So yeah, what do you think so far? Nice?
Oh, it's lovely.
I mean, I think a Manhattan's a classic for a reason. Oh. I think it's Karen that said that's her drink, one of our lovely regular listeners.
One of our only regular listeners.
We got a couple.
Karen and
we
Graham.
Got a couple.
Yes, Keith.
But they, Kiko and Kiko. Tom and some other folks.
Oh, and Tom.
I mean, these are the ones we know my name, but we do have stats from places like Belgium and Spain that we never heard from anybody from there, but they do listen. So thank you for that. But yeah, the Manhattan's a classic for a reason. A lot of our listeners love it. And I will continue to have one, you know, beyond us recording these.
And he'll do it on his own.
No, I'll do it. Don't you worry.
He won't call me.
I'll stop by when you're not home and have one.
Yeah, probably. Raid the liquor cabinet.
But yeah, sometimes you could do, you know, 2 ounces to 1 ounce, I think would be. But because I wanted to, it's late afternoon here when we're recording this. And I also gave us a little snifter of the rye on its own. So I wanted to not make the Manhattans super, as you would call them, a wiffle maker.
Yeah.
So because we do have the Alberta-made rifle rye, which is not, this isn't sponsored, by the way. Laura bought this. I had no idea what this was until she bought it, and it's not bad. So do you want to try that on its own?
Sure. I'm
Canadian
always game.
Canadian rye.
Ooh, here we go. Cheers, everybody. Is that ever smooth?
That is, yeah.
It's like velvety.
It's very smooth. I like that quite a bit.
It is nice.
And Laura is more of a rye drinker than, say, I am. But I could see, you know, with a bit of put that on the rocks. And
I love rye.
But yeah, I think, like I said, Manhattan's a classic for a reason. I will always enjoy one of these.
Even without me?
Especially.
Oh, yeah. All the more for him. No, I think what started this was I used to love in the winter, we'd put the fire on and you'd go, I'd say, make me something special. And you'd come up with some of these drinks that I never had heard of. I was a rye and water girl or a glass of wine.
Yeah.
In my young days, like a rum and coke, you know. I didn't want to taste
like
the liquor. No, no. You were terrible to your mother. Terrible.
Well, I'll try to be better.
You know?
No, I won't.
No, I know you won't. And I'd worry if you were, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, no, I think what I've been learning from folks recently that maybe are in your age group, slightly older than me, let's say.
44.
You know, is that you? Oh, jeez.
No.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that math,
No, this is the big
mother.
Age. This is the big year.
This is your big year?
65 coming up.
65 coming up. Wow, okay.
Yep, and the world, everything was going to stand still.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. There'll be balloons.
Really?
What's
going to happen? Your birthday is going to stop the world.
Is
this a Mayan calendar thing?
They're going to be in awe.
Yeah.
In awe.
They already are in awe of you. Don't worry. Not for the right reasons.
No. Born on Earth Day. Yeah. Born in the dirt.
Born in the dirt.
65.
Ending the world apparently at 65.
I could be. It's like,
As the Mayans predicted, Big China ends the world.
Jeepers,
me. they were just off by a couple of years, you know, in their last one, 2012 or whatever that was.
And you're going to be off. And as soon as this shuts down,
they might
find you zoomed to the moon.
Zoomed to the moon.
Yeah, on the end of my foot.
Oh, geez. Yeah, yep. That's a long foot.
Yeah, it is. And you know where that toe can land.
I hope not. I don't know. But yeah, I lost my train of thought completely
because
of where we've been going with this. But I remember talking to a couple people in your age group, as I was saying, that are only now kind of getting into cocktails, and they didn't, I don't think they realized the options, mm-hmm. and they weren't as popular, like you said, a Ryan Water or, yeah. you know, a Scotch on the rocks or like just a wine or a beer. And these cocktails, a lot of them have existed. A lot of the ones we've done certainly have yes. existed for 100 or 200 years. And some of them are more modern, like the penicillin we did last couple episodes ago. That was more like in the last 20 years or so. But a lot of them have existed for a long time. But certain people are only coming around to cocktails. And I think part of that is, you know, like I was saying when we did the vermouth episode, we never had access to Cocky vermouth in Canada that often before. So, you know, we're only getting that now. And same with the Amaros, mm-hmm. like Averna, Montenegro, Nonino, we can get those, Campari or Aperol. But every now and then someone brings over something they brought from the States or Italy, certainly is where a lot of them are. And they're just a flavor profile that we don't have, and they go really well in certain cocktails, allowing for different cocktail variations that maybe weren't as popular years gone by because all you could get was a rum and coke because that was what the local places carried or whatever.
Now, you have to cut my age group some slack. A lot of this we didn't afford because we were so busy raising our children and giving you the best that you needed, you know, for school and, you know, clothe you in those designer clothes that you wanted.
Is this where
and,
I say, okay, boomer?
Yeah, and so, you know, we had to go with the no name, you know, like...
Well,
you know,
I could argue that these days...
If you couldn't afford the whiskey, you couldn't afford the mix.
You could argue that these days inflation and things have done a number on a lot of people as well.
Who told you to talk?
Nobody. And I've never needed permission, as my mother has taught me, by example, I should say.
No, you're very right. It was...
No, I guess I sympathize with what you just said, where you are... you had different priorities if you're raising a family, and maybe expensive cocktail ingredients were not that. Certainly, I know a lot of people who still just like a cheap, decent beer, and that's it. Or like Laura has found sub $10 bottles of wine she loves, and that's sometimes all we'll have. We're also just, I think what's happening as well, the trend you're seeing, people cutting back a lot on alcohol, which, to be honest, that's part of the reason why maybe our frequency on this has dropped or will continue to drop for me, because I'm cutting back quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And there is... I don't think at the moment there's a way to make something like a Manhattan non-alcoholic and that still tastes like a Manhattan. But at the same time, just like how I love veggie burgers that don't taste like, they're not trying to be, I'm not a vegetarian, but I do like
veggie burger.
I like good food. Whatever it is, I like it. So I like it when it's not trying to be something it's not. Yeah. So when we've tried non-alcoholic spirits on this podcast before, and they never get it right. But also... I prefer almost give me something interesting that is unique to taste and drink that's non-alcoholic rather than pretending to be something. But you're seeing a lot more success in the mocktails and just interesting concoctions made with non-alcoholic ingredients. Mm-hmm.
I find my problem with a lot of the mocktails is the sugar content.
Yeah.
And I don't need the sugar and I don't want the sugar. Now, this being said, this probably has a fair bit of sugar. It tastes sweet
to me. The vermouth definitely will have
the
some.
The,
but that's vermouth, as we mentioned, was made. It's more botanicals and like brandy based, I believe. So I'm not sure what the sugar content or where that comes from. It's probably sugar added, certainly. Mm-hmm. And then the cherries, I use some of the cherry juice in them as well, which the cherry... Whatever they're doing to make those cherries, the maraschino, the way they're
mystery flavor.
Soaking in. Yeah, the mystery flavor. That's good mystery meat. But you're right. A lot of the times we've checked the ingredients on some of the mocktails that we've done, and it's a lot of it's sugar replacement for sure.
They blow you away with the sugar. Yeah. Now, the thing about this is it's a sipper. You know, you don't guzzle.
So mine's a bit low, but
But you know what? We didn't. You always felt you were the last one to get fed. So when you got me, it was like gobble gobble. Right?
I didn't get this belly by not fighting for food.
No, you don't
food,
have a
you
belly.
Know?
But this is a nice drink to sit, especially. I mean, today the weather's incredible, but to sit, you got the fire on or whatever, a candle. No, we don't here because you know it's
we
not that time
fire.
Time
have,
of day anyway.
You want me to light
but this is a no because we've probably given it to you. But no, this is a lovely drink.
Yeah.
That you can just sip and enjoy. You're to enjoy the company, enjoy the drink, the atmosphere, It is lovely, and I just saw you put the rest of your little rye there.
Well, you gotta
right in your drink. So, honest to gosh, I'm not getting fed tonight. Thank goodness for my daughter-in-law.
Well, we haven't decided what we're doing for dinner after this.
No, there's too many options.
And where
you live.
There's
so many options. This is amazing to me. And the food now that's out there. It's just amazing.
A lot of options. Well, we walked down the street together today, and you picked up...
Yeah, we held hands, and we skipped.
Yeah. You and Laura did that thing where you swung me between your arms, you know?
Yes, and my back's out. Yeah. And I was at the chiropractor this morning, but I got to go back tomorrow when I get home because, swinging you.
Swinging.
Well, carrying you as a baby. Oh, my God, I had a sway hip. You just grew and grew and grew.
You've always been a tiny lady, and I started as tiny as I could get and blossomed quite quickly as far as I know.
Well, you did, but then again, I was quite a big baby, and I didn't know. My mother never had the heart to tell me how big I was until she showed me a picture, and I've kept that picture. I don't think I'm ever that got to the size I was as a six-week-old baby.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we'll just stop exercising. You'll get bigger.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you'll blossom.
Oh, yeah. No, but I think I'm hitting the age now where you go smaller.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yeah, you shrink. I don't know.
I think you do. You know, you shrink. Like I'm thinking, oh no.
Yeah, you're going to disappear.
There's certain parts I don't want to shrink anymore.
You're telling me.
My mouth could get smaller. I'll be the first one, hands
no
down.
Comment.
Yeah, as he's just a polite boy. And Christmas isn't here. We just passed that.
Yeah,
so you're not looking
for
a gift.
I'm being a good boy for Santa next
year. Yeah, I guess it's because he's looking who's paying for dinner.
Well, I don't. Yeah, that's a good question. I'll probably forget my wallet.
Oh, it's true. Forget is a very interesting word with you.
Consciously forget. I don't want to get any smaller. I'm already the tallest in our immediate family, and that's not very tall. So
I was going to say, don't brag.
Height.
Bragging is not a good thing.
It's not bragging.
Your dad brought you up
average.
Not to brag.
That's true. That's he's not here, though.
No, but he listens. He's one of our loyal listeners.
He's the Santa of the podcast.
Yes, and he listens all the time.
He knows when we've been naughty.
Yes, he does. Or nice is right. and he did tell me, have a good time.
Oh, that's good. Well, I hope you do.
Yeah,
you
I
and
hope
Laura,
so too.
When you go out later.
Oh, yeah, because you'll
treat me for dinner.
Because you're having a wiffle maker. Did you hear that, everybody? He wants to be treated. I'll treat him all right. Again, there goes my foot.
We haven't decided what we're doing for dinner or what we're doing later. So there may be an opportunity, I'll say this now for the listeners, that I intercut some little recordings here and there.
What's intercut? Like, where
do you
come
editing.
Up with these
I don't know.
Things?
I don't make up the words. It's all English.
It's like splice and cut. Is that what that is?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
You
need the scissors? In my day, you got the scissors out and you did the thing. You had to cut out a few things and you splice them
that
together.
That never happened to me as a child. So.
No, well, we probably should have.
Too much information. Well, what I'm saying is, if we go out, say, to the Argyle, where we sometimes do, or some of our local other lovely establishments, maybe I will get a little recording of you, and I'll plop it in here for the people to hear what we've done while you've been visiting. All right, Mother, where are we right now?
You know, I really can't remember the name.
We're at Merck's Snack Bar, Merck's, two blocks from our house.
Like having a tapas.
A it tapas.
Really
we had
nice.
Tapas. You're having a cocktail.
Oh, it was an amazing cocktail. It had lots of ginger.
There's some rowdy folks here, and they're having a good time.
They are.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, totally. It was wonderful. Great meal. Very different. Totally enjoyed it.
Back to your regularly scheduled...
Company could be better. You know, the company could be better, but that's okay. I've got my daughter-in-law, Laura, so she makes up.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. She's not on the podcast.
Yeah, and they all love me where you're taking me.
Well,
because
they
said, like,
you
need some eye candy.
Oh, what are you saying about Laura?
Oh, no. My apologies.
Yeah, there you go.
He needs eye candy on the left, and he's already got eye candy on the right.
Yeah, okay.
He's the middle one. You know,
like
he kind of wobbles. You know, he wobbles in there with no wallet. Story of his life.
That's why I wobble. I forgot
you know,
my wallet.
It's always funny when there's somebody picking out all these things, and they get up to the cash, and they go, oh, where's my wallet? And I'm like, not again.
Well, you know, it's a good, if it works, why, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, cripes.
Okay, Mother, where are we?
We're at the Argyle.
And did you have a drink?
Oh, I didn't. It was called the Smooth Talker, and that's
all about me,
baby.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh, awesome. I may not walk home. Are you carrying me?
Laura can carry both of us.
God, I love my daughter-in-law.
But yeah, so maybe we'll go out somewhere. We may intercut, as per the word.
That.
We may intercut some little snippets. If not, I may edit some of this out, but maybe we won't. We'll just make some stuff up later.
Oh, maybe.
We'll just be sitting on the couch. I'll get you to say something.
Oh, we'll be sitting on the couch? Cripes, I nearly birthed that couch. That couch just came off the ark.
For the listeners, the couch I'm referring to, we can see here, we had it reupholstered when we moved, right before we moved to Hamilton. But that is maybe the fourth or fifth time it's been reupholstered.
Oh my gosh.
65 years, this couch has been in the family.
Yeah, the gift that keeps on giving.
Multi-generational. Actually, yeah. Just like the piano right behind me.
Yeah.
That has been in the family since your dad found it.
Oh my goodness, yeah. And my dad found it. We needed a piano because my brother is very skilled on the piano. They needed a...
He's not here. He's not here right now.
But we needed a piano. My dad came home one night and he said to my mom, "Oh, I found a piano." And she says, "Well, why didn't you buy it?" "Oh, do we need one?" She just about clipped him on both sides of the head. And she said, "You silly bugger, yes, we do need a piano." And so he got it for my brother. And that has to be holy doodle dandy. That's ages.
Yeah, that's what we had.
I tinkered on it for a bit.
You tinkled on
it? Oh, I didn't. No, not tinkled. You are. I covered the seat a few times.
I hope so, if you're tinkling.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious, people. You will be glad maybe this is the last one. Because I might thump him and he won't be alive.
We tuned it. It's had a very full life.
As a kid growing up, my Nana and Grandpa had a place on Greenwood Avenue. Like all our family was in East York.
Yeah, and that's near where we lived, where we had this piano, yeah.
And so the piano would be down the basement, and some of the family was tall, and they couldn't even get in. They'd be in the area that wasn't finished.
You're saying we've evolved to become shorter.
They were in the area that wasn't finished because they couldn't actually go in the finished room. But everybody would be clapping their hands, and a Mickey would get passed around the room. That was way before COVID.
Yeah.
Everybody would take a swig out of that ball.
It was way before legal
drinking
age. And
it was amazing how long that bottle, how much was in that bottle. It didn't seem empty. They had such a great time. But music was their life.
Yeah, and that's it. And I still, we still go to places where, you know, there's a lot of music going on. You get together with people. We had someone over on Saturday and it was very musical and we did play instruments together, or board games or something, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's lovely. We cherish the piano and we'll continue. Between the piano and the couch, I'm looking at a 65-year-old couch that's been in the family for three or four generations.
Oh, gosh,
and right behind me is the piano that's been in the family for three generations and been in every yours, Lindsay's, mine, my grandparents' home, and someone else before that, a different family where Granddad Doug found it. So I think, you know, there's a history to some of this stuff that I really enjoy.
If it could talk, you don't want the couch to talk it's a pull-out couch, people. I think there was a few things conceived on that couch.
Oh, she's hopeful. Probably me. I don't know.
No. I was classier than that. An air mattress.
Yeah. I was going to say, what was the car?
For crying out loud. It was a Malibu, if you must know.
Oh, jeez. I think if either of these things could talk, they would probably speak of the mouse that we ended up having to catch that was living in the back, that crawled into the back of piano when I was chasing it, and that probably was crawling into the couch at one
Let
point,
it be so. Said in your house. Because we don't have mice in our house.
No one's ever had a mouse. It's fine. No one ever talks about it. Everyone's had one, but you know.
We never have. Funny enough. Our holes are sealed so tight.
That might be the title of the episode. Our holes are sealed so tight.
And it's
maybe
got
a t-shirt.
Nothing to do with the rifle rye.
It's funny because the sun is going down where we are recording now. And I can't really see you because you're backlit in this halo of sunset.
Oh, you're
and
missing
it's not
such a vision.
Fitting at all.
But you're missing a vision.
Well, it's you know, it's perfect. I can't see you.
Don't
but...
you just love them? I birthed them.
Did you? I haven't heard that.
I think I did. Yeah. I was awake for it.
Jeez. Okay. So, I mean, we've run around
even,
a lot.
We haven't talked about who I'm roasting and toasting.
Oh, are we doing that?
Like, you are really off topic.
Do you want to roast and toast?
Well, I really want to roast something as an education.
Okay. So, do you have a roast and toast in the barrel?
Oh, I have a roast.
Do you have a toast?
Oh, sure. I can make up a toast.
Okay.
But I'm roasting.
This is a segment where we let Mother get on her soapbox, and she talks about what she's mad at or what she likes this time. And here's the theme music, Big Gina's Toast and Roast.
Well, there you go.
What are you roasting?
Well, I am roasting.
Maybe for the last time. What are you
maybe
are we roasting?
Maybe for the last time. And I don't want to say where it is because then people will flock to my house because they want to meet me. I know that. All these listeners out there.
All our listeners already know you.
You know, advanced greens. in the lights, you know, when you're turning, you got an advanced screen. Yeah. People, please pay attention. Don't be texting. Don't be dawdling.
Oh, don't be texting. Yeah. You know what I mean? No driving and texting.
You want more than three cars to get through an advanced screen, especially when I'm on my way to the mall.
If you're on your way to the mall, we got to clear. You should have an escort, a government escort.
No, but seriously, a lot of advanced screens. Now, I understand if you've never been there before, you're not prepared. But if you're prepared, please pay attention. Well, don't sit there, sing your song, do whatever you're doing, and then all of a sudden people are honking at you. Move your keister. Get in there.
I would think there are two sides to this that are both wrong.
I don't want your side.
One of them is if you're at an intersection, you should always be prepared for whatever that light does.
Yes.
Whether you've been there before or not, that light is going to have a symbol and you follow it. So green, advanced green, whatever it is.
Pay attention.
The opposite side, how do you feel about the people who honk too early at an advanced screen?
I could get out. I would put my car in park and get out and knock their lights out, honestly. Or the ones that are like three cars behind you. Yes. And you're like, what's up your crotch? I mean, really?
Sometimes the moment that green hits, someone's honking at you.
Oh,
you're like, what, was I supposed to jump the red or whatever?
And then you've got these new cars that stop, like they shut down. And, you know, that happens to me. And it's like, okay, get yourself in gear.
Yeah.
So I'm ready. Like I'm all ready. And when that advanced green goes, I'm like, I'm not going to be that sucker. So I nearly squeal my tires going around to think, you know, I won't say my hands up with a certain finger up so I can tell everybody I'm on par.
Yeah.
But keep focused.
Keep focused.
Stop looking around you and sit there. And then, or the people that come up to that yellow light, they're the dawdlers, you know, like they're sitting there and it's like I got a pickle up their rear end. And all of a sudden the light goes yellow and they blitz right through. And I'm thinking, you son of a. Because I'm proper and I brake and I wait.
Son of a Hashima.
But I could have been through.
You could have been through.
Toodlers.
You could have been through, you toodlers.
Like they're just. You know, that ticks me off. So I'm thinking, pay attention.
I think all drivers everywhere should always pay attention.
I think
that should be a rule.
You need to look to see if
I think that is a rule.
Walking. You're right. But you know what I mean? Just stay focused.
Stay focused
and
when you're driving.
Stop worrying about George of the Jungle contacting you. Just make your left.
Is George of the Jungle texting me?
Well, he
does
could
he have
be.
A phone?
Well, somebody's been texting
you. He's like beating on the tree.
Well, he's in your pant pocket now.
Yeah, I put him in my pocket.
Yeah.
That's fair. Do you have a toast then?
Sure, I do.
Or a roast. Yeah, we roasted. You roasted the advanced green.
Yeah.
You roasted the weenies who don't go on the advanced green, but also the weenies who honk too quickly.
Well, like, yeah, they all got to get it together.
Everyone, get your advances.
So I'm toasting.
Toasting.
This beautiful weather. Can you not toast this weather to say, aren't we lucky? Or are we lucky? But in the meantime, enjoy this weather. Please get out. Please just raise your head up to the sunshine and get your vitamin D, you know, or walk around and, you know, say hello to somebody.
Well,
it's such beautiful. We're gifted. We are given a gift of this weather.
I think if I were to be Debbie Downer for a second.
Are you Debbie Downer?
Debbie Downer right now would say we shouldn't be having this weather.
We shouldn't be. So that's why I'm saying.
So like, as per many people that have said this to me.
Oh, the climate change.
Well, I'd say appreciate if you've got unseasonably nice weather. Get out there, enjoy the sun.
Wag
yourself. But also, hopefully not unseasonably weather for the whole season.
I love the seasons. But it's part of it's the way it should be.
Well, it's an El Nino year, they keep saying.
Say that again in English.
El Nino. It means the Nino.
Well, I didn't know because you put the whiskey in your, the whiskey in your whiskey.
The whiskey in the whiskey. I imagine that we may pay for it in the warmer. I don't know if maybe we'll have a wet spring or summer. I don't know what's going to happen this year, but
might pee on us all over.
Yes, hopefully no one's peeing on anyone, unless you're into that.
Well, no, because that's up there. He looks down. And he says, "I'm going to piddle
up there?
On you."
Is that Santa?
Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so I think you're right. Get out and enjoy any nice, unseasonably nice weather. But I just hope that it's not like you said, the seasons are here for a reason. They're lovely when they're, when it works. But unseasonably warm weather all winter is
it's
a bit
scary.
Eerie. Yeah.
But smile when you're.
I would also, if I may,
for
the first time.
Because you're going to talk
maybe
anyway.
Toast as well.
Oh.
I would like to toast my darling mother.
Oh, I'm going
to
cry now.
For joining me on this used to be twice a month.
Yeah, was it twice a month when we started?
Then it was monthly. We did twice a month for about a year, maybe more.
Yeah.
Then we went down to monthly. And then we went down to monthly plus large breaks.
And then he moved. And,
well, that was around...
And mother cried.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first time I moved, I went to Taiwan and you got mad that you...
I cried that whole time.
And
I remember
then
crying.
I moved to Hamilton and that's apparently still too far. So I gotta buy the house next to you.
Oh, God, no. I wouldn't want that either because then his wallet would be constantly in the house. He'd bury it in the basement.
But yeah, so I toast my darling mother
for
doing this with me for so long.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I've been honored.
And as I've said to everyone on this podcast and to you, this doesn't mean we're not going to hang out anymore. We'll go to a flower show or a demolition derby or a
We might be back on my 65th birthday.
We might
with bells
be.
On.
Who knows where we'll be.
Yeah. Oh, heaven knows.
But anyway, I want to toast my darling mother and also our listeners.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody.
It's been a long journey. We have the same listeners.
But it's my pleasure that you wanted to do this with me. I still can't. I pinch myself.
Well, I mean, I want to spend time with my mother.
Oh, now I'm going to cry, everybody.
I will continue, you know, especially when I forget my wallet and someone pays for me.
Yeah,
so, but yeah, I appreciate everyone for listening, especially if you don't know us personally.
Yeah.
And if you're really distraught that we might be away for a while, if not, you know, not doing
Let
this
us
anymore,
know.
Get in touch. Yeah. Where do they email?
Oh my God. drinkswithmumpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, like I've asked you for 66 times before.
But I've been
this.
Holding out on you. You know,
you
I've been waiting
have.
For the final moment.
Because I'd say about 65 of those were wrong. And yeah, so drinkswithmumpodcast@gmail.com.
Do you do that Twitter thing or that Instagram thing?
We have Twitter or X now, I guess, but I never
X?
Use it. Instagram is where we are at drinkswithmom.
Okay.
I'll post photos today of our lovely Manhattans and our
My
lovely
hair.
Selves as taken by our lovely Laura.
Oh yeah, Laura's been a trooper.
Whom we shunted upstairs to do her emails and drawing and
shunted.
Stuff.
Shunted, that's another word.
We've shunted.
Shunted, I must look it up.
You can look it up. I'll get you a dictionary.
Yeah.
For
is
your
that
birthday,
like walking
65th
on
birthday.
The stairs?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, we look it up.
We're
let us
really
know.
Leaving in a storm.
anyway, thank you to everyone who's listened. Thank you to Laura for making most of our cocktails or taking
and
most
pictures.
Of our And Dad took a lot of our photos as well.
And for Dad listening all the time.
And yeah, listening and making sure we didn't say anything untoward. and then, yeah, and again, to you, my darling
everybody.
Mother.
Thank you. I'm now going to cry.
Well,
so thank you. Cheers to everybody and keep well, please. And we may be back.
You never know. If you want us back, we might be back. If we don't hear from you, it will take it as the sign.
We're going to a garden show.
In the sky. Yes. That makes it sound like, yeah, we're definitely, we're going to that puppy farm.
Oh my God, there's too many puppy
I'm
farms.
Taking mom to the garden show in the sky.
I won't be adopted.
Yeah, if that's what you think is going on after I said that, then you're probably not going to get adopted. All right, well, thank you, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Take care.
We're gonna hang out.
Cheers. Bye.